Good morning. High pressure is building in behind the front that brought showers and thunderstorms to the region over the last couple of days. The front is only making slow progress across the New England and Mid-Atlantic coast, and we're still seeing extensive cloud cover in the lower Hudson Valley and central, southern, and eastern New England. In fact, there's still a few showers across portions of southernmost New York and New England as the front departs. Otherwise, skies are clearing with a good amount of sunshine way out in the Mohawk Valley, northbound into the Adirondacks, and in the Champlain Valley and northern Vermont. In central sections of the region, roughly across the I-88 corridor and down I-90, some high to mid-level clouds remain, with the thicker clouds off to the south and closer to the system. As it moves off the East Coast, we'll gradually see a return to sunshine across the entire region on this Friday, and with more sunshine in the afternoon, temperatures will reach into the mid-80s on average for daytime highs. Humidity levels will gradually lower throughout the afternoon as well. This will set us up for a dry and mostly clear night tonight, with lows back into the 60s. That high pressure center will dominate through the weekend, with temperatures starting to climb on Saturday. With full sunshine, it'll be warm and a bit humid, with highs in the upper 80s. Becoming hot on Sunday and a bit more humid, with mostly sunny skies in the lower 90s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a trough of low pressure. We'll dig into the Great Lakes early next week. Out ahead of this trough, we will see temperatures continue to climb up toward the 90-degree mark on Monday, but we'll also run the risk at a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms. As that trough draws closer on Tuesday into the upper 80s with a better chance of showers and thunderstorms before that trough settles overhead on Wednesday and Thursday, with the risk of some unsettled weather with temperatures back into the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, one of the issues this weekend will be the threat of heavy rain and wind posed by Tropical Storm Hanna. The strengthening tropical storm is forecast to approach the lower Texas coast. Localized heavy rain may lead to flash flooding today across portions of the central and western Gulf Coast. Rainfall rates will pick up on Saturday as the storm makes landfall in South Texas, and several inches of rain could fall locally due to the tropical storm. Heavy rain will also occur over the northern plains ahead of a pair of low-pressure systems emerging from the Rockies. A slight risk of excessive rainfall exists in South Dakota today, and then eastward toward Minnesota and Wisconsin tomorrow as the systems approach the region, drawing in moisture from the south. Also, a slight risk of severe weather exists over the Dakotas and Nebraska today into tomorrow. And in the southwest, monsoonal moisture will be a fixture in the forecast as we progress through the weekend over the four corners. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility and fog, 46 degrees with a northwest wind at 29, gusting to 39 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 54 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 65 degrees, the dew point 65, 100% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.10 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny with a scattered shower or thunderstorm, upper 80s, Boston, partly sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 82 degrees, the low 67, the average temperature 75, that's 3 degrees above normal. 91 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, 3.16 inches now, which is a tenth of an inch above normal. And 17.43 inches for the year, which is 4.20 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees. The average low, 62. The record high, 96, set in 1941. And the record low, 45, in 1985. Sunrise this morning was at 5:39 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:24 p.m. 14 hours and 45 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid 80s. Mostly clear tonight, lower to mid 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing sunshine today with highs in the upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, becoming mostly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid 80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Becoming mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny and warm in the upper 80s, becoming hot on Sunday, mostly sunny and more humid, lower 90s. A mix of sun and clouds, hot and humid Monday, lower 90s with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Hazy, hot, and humid Tuesday with scattered showers and storms in the upper 80s. A mix of sun and clouds Wednesday and Thursday. Still the risk of a couple of showers or thunderstorms in the lower to mid 80s. Stay safe and have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.